In an age of militarized police, often trained to view the citizenry as enemy combatants and equipped with weaponry and gear better suited for the battlefield, the perils of exercising one's constitutional rights grow more costly with each passing day. For example, Zachary Noel was tasered by police and charged with resisting arrest after he questioned why he was being ordered out of his truck during a traffic stop. "Because I'm telling you to," the officer replied, before repeating his order for Noel to get out of the vehicle and then, without warning, shooting him with a taser through the open window. LeVar Edward Jones was shot by a South Carolina police officer during a routine traffic stop over a seatbelt violation as he was in the process of reaching for his license and registration. The trooper justified his shooting of the unarmed man by insisting that Jones reach for his license aggressively. What these incidents make clear is that anything short of compliance will often get an individual charged with any of the growing number of contempt charges, ranging from resisting arrest and interference to disorderly conduct, obstruction, and failure to obey a police order, that get trotted out anytime a citizen voices discontent with the government or challenges or even questions the authority of a government official, particularly a law enforcement officer. So what can you really do when you find yourself stopped by law enforcement officers who have almost absolute discretion to decide who is a threat, what constitutes resistance, and how harshly they can deal with the citizens they were appointed to serve and protect? In other words, what are the rules of engagement when it comes to interacting with the police? Unfortunately, there is no longer any fail-safe plan for such encounters. Certainly, at a minimum, an individual can attempt to comply and do whatever a police officer tells you to do. Don't talk back, don't threaten, and don't walk away. In other words, don't do anything that even hints at resistance. However, the news is riddled with reports of individuals who didn't resist, as I've showed you, when confronted by police and still got tasered, tackled, or shot simply because they looked at a police officer in what appeared to be a threatening manner or moved in a way that made an officer fear for his safety. To begin with, and most importantly, Americans need to know their rights when it comes to interactions with the police, bearing in mind that many law enforcement officials are largely ignorant of the law themselves. The Rutherford Institute has now compiled a constitutional Q&A entitled Rules of Engagement for Interacting with Police. It's available at www.rutherford.org. In this respect, there are a few guidelines that should be followed in order to prevent an encounter with the police from escalating while still protecting your rights. It's important to remain calm during all encounters with law enforcement. It's easier to do this when you have a general idea of your rights and the rights of officers during a stop. Keep both hands in plain view and do not make any sudden movements, which might be mistaken by the officers as aggressive. Politely ask the officer the reason for the stop, because the reason limits the kinds of questions the officer may ask, as well as the scope of the investigation. Avoid doing anything that could give the officer a reason to suspect criminal activity. Also, if you're so disposed, answer basic questions concerning who you are and the reason for your presence. If you're stopped while driving, pull the car to a safe place as quickly as possible. Upon request, show the police your driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance. If the officer asks you to search your belongings or your vehicle, you have a right to refuse. If you consent, you will likely forfeit any constitutional protections against unreasonable searches. With the exception of identifying yourself, you have the right to refuse to answer any questions, especially if the questions have nothing to do with the reason for the stop. If you are arrested, it's best not to argue with or resist the police, even if you believe the action is unjust. Resistance allows the police to bring additional criminal charges against you and could result in violence against you. If such charges are brought against you, it may also make it harder for you to be released from jail on bail. Instead, say you wish to remain silent and ask for a lawyer immediately. Finally, if you believe your rights are being violated during an encounter with the police, the best course of action is to document the events in a safe manner and seek legal assistance after the encounter ends. Tense situations often provide police officers with the legal justifications they need to use deadly force. I'm saying deadly force against you. To avoid the risk of injury or death, it's important that you remain calm and courteous to the officers during the encounter and then challenge their actions later in court. If you believe your rights have been violated, contact the Rutherford Institute for assistance. Remember, know your rights. Go to www.rutherford.org and download our constitutional Q&A, Rules of Engagement for Interacting with the Police. Protect freedom, Americans.